of Fame. This is Boom Doom, and we're going to talk about Minecraft Dimensions.
Okay, Minecraft Dimensions. Let's talk about the three main ones, okay?
Okay.
You have the Overworld, which is the normal game world.
Yep.
The Nether, which is a hell dimension.
Yes.
And the End, a sparse floating island home to the Ender Dragon.
Yes.
And all three are surrounded by the Void.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with the Overworld, which people just start off at.
Yeah. And the Overworld is where Herobrine must spawn, or the world wouldn't be created at the caves, and all the mine shafts, because he lives in those, and mostly outside the main world.
The Overworld is the starting dimension in Minecraft. As with all dimensions in the game, the Overworld can generate infinitely.
Yeah.
God, why can't I see it?
Infinitely.
There it goes. However, the Overworld is limited by 862 by 862 blocks on the Xbox 360, PlayStation Vita, PlayStation 3 edition, and 256 by 256 blocks on the old Pocket Edition worlds.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, we got the PS3, so it's 862 by 862.
Yeah, it's not that far.
The Overworld encompasses the level ceiling down to bedrock and extending in every direction on the horizontal plane.
Yep.
It's generated through a process which creates multiple noise maps to create differing elevations, general chunk shapes, and complex mountain and cave systems.
Yep.
Most mobs in the game can be spawned in the Overworld. Wolves, bats, pigs, sheep, cows, horses, mushrooms, chickens, chicken jockeys, squid, zombies, ocelots, skeletons, spiders, villagers, spider jockeys, witches, endermen, creepers, rabbits, and slimes all spawn normally. Zombie pigmen can also spawn near nether portals.
It's not fun.
Okay, so tell me about the Overworld.
Well, the Overworld is a place where everybody could die. Very easily.
Can't they die everywhere?
Well, if they're good at Minecraft, they won't die. That's mainly not me. And what the Overworld does in PS3, it spawns Herobrine. At the first minute you come in, you could see wide eyes and a Steve skin. And the Overworld is not a fun place. It kills you.
But it's where people start off.
Yeah. But if you have a bonus chest, which I always put on, you have a pretty much not that high possibility to survive. But Herobrine is not a fun guy. If you think he's Steve, you're wrong. He takes many disguises. And it's not fun. You would not want to meet him. Because he has almost every power. Yeah, that's Steve, but in white eyes. And he got the wither sickness. I mean, not the wither sickness. That's what Gabriel has on the Minecraft story mode. But he had that on Minecraft. He had, like, a diamond chest plate, a diamond helmet, a bow, a diamond sword, and he was gonna go off to defeat the Ender Dragon. But once you get once you breathe in the Ender Dragon's breath, or his or you get bit by him or scratched, you got the Ender virus, and there's no cure in the whole entire world. Even the wither sickness, not something you would like, cause he can even take by a pig, a zombie, a squid, a wither skeleton, the wither, the Ender Dragon, and normal players. He'll mostly look like anybody. Can look like my skin, too. First time I saw my own self, I was scared. But there's a secret in, you know, where the Minecraft page pulls up? Behind Notch, who do you think that would be?
Listen to this. So Herobrine is a rumored hostile mob found in Minecraft. He is the center of endless speculation and creepypasta, producing explanations of his origin, such as a ghost, Notch's dead brother,
yep,
revenge carried out by a fired Mojang employee, and a slew of others. While many players claim to have seen this mysterious pseudo-player, who is apparently able to manipulate the world just like Steve, no concrete evidence of Herobrine has been produced to date. No, guys, YouTube videos don't exactly prove he's out there. Ooh!
I've seen him in a cave.
That's interesting. But this what this article is saying is that he wasn't originally from Minecraft. Somebody at Minecraft made him.
Yeah.
Or he's a ghost of Notch's dead brother.
Yeah, he lives in the Nether and the End. That's the only place he likes. The overworld he hates. But he loves killing people. Because he is the ghost of Minecraft. Well, more like he's the demon of Minecraft. Because he would kill anybody in sight. He kills cows, pigs, players, anything. Well, not his mobs. Because he's the king of mobs.
Okay, so Herobrine, full name Herobrine Person, alias the brother of Notch, or the ghost of Minecraft.
Ghost of Minecraft, and brother.
Anyway, he has, this is his powers, he can fly,
mm-hmm,
teleport,
mm-hmm,
apparent degree of in-game reality warping.
Yep.
His favorite hobby is stalking and watching players, chopping off leaves from trees.
That's crazy.
It's goals are unknown, sometimes said to be the murder of Notch or Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so what were you telling me about Herobrine?
Oh, he...
Oh yeah, how do we kill Herobrine?
There's no way. Nope. Everybody says they killed him, but he's unbeatable. You can't kill him, because he's a ghost, and he'll never die. He'll stay alive in your world, no matter what. Even Notch... He can take the body of Notch, so if you think that's Notch, he doesn't come into any worlds. Mostly ever. So, you might want to run next time you see Notch. And even though he's giving you diamonds and iron, that's not Notch. Don't have trust. You have to run for your life. And that's something you would want. Because he could spawn in the Ender Dragon. Okay, he could take a place of a chicken... And an Ender Dragon he could place as a chicken. Then once the chicken turns into the Ender Dragon, he turns into Herobrine. It's not a fun thing. Ender Dragon plus Herobrine plus Wither too? That's... You better run for your life. You better have speed, regeneration, and full diamond armor. Just like I have right now. And also, sign of Herobrine is cut off leaves, a sign with... words that don't even make a sense.
Like what?
Like, it'll say GG MOCK HB, which stands for Herobrine, because HB could sound like it's Herobrine. And IKOI means I'm coming. And then Cousin, it's like French or whatever, I don't know. And it's like, I'm coming for you, and I've got these signs, and the trees with no leaves. You don't want to break those trees. Mostly that's poison oak, or it could be cursed wood, which he does place down with leaves sometimes. So if the tree looks a little red and you think it's from the redwood forest, it's not. It's poison oak with blood, because he's from the End and the Nether.
Notch has tweeted that he does not have a brother, besides an estranged half-brother. However, the Mojang members have constantly teased the community by adding removed Herobrine every time they make an update, fueling the fire more so. Herobrine also has his own mod, where he usually torments the player with blood-curdling screams and making them seem delusional by ordering chickens and other usually friendly mobs to attack the player.
Yep.
In this mod, he also makes giant glowstone E's on occasion.
Oh.
What's the E's?
Okay. Now, like, R-E stands for, eating your flesh, and B-E-S stands for, the best mob ever. Now, if you see just R, I meant, what is, oh, if you see a D, you better run.
What's the E?
Well, the E stands for enchantments forever, and never dying, resist life, cannot kill. It's like a sign of, like, Herobrine, but if somebody's invisible and they're doing it, don't worry.
How do you know the difference?
Well, first of all, if they put on a potion and they dress up as a skin, you could see their name tag. And plus, once they go out, invisibility. But if you turn off name tags, that's going to be a griefer.
Okay, let's get to the next world.
Okay.
The Nether.
The Nether!
Is a hell-like dimension filled with fire, lakes, and rivers of lava, and dangerous and powerful mobs.
Yep.
So what is the Nether?
The Nether is not a fun world. I'm just saying right now.
How do you get to the Nether?
You just need it. 10 obsidian, and you need flint steel. You need 13 blocks to make a full one, or you could just use 10 to make a half one, like put cobblestone, bedrock. Mostly the Nether in a flat world, there's not a worry. It's not a worry. There's not that much mobs. But in the overworld, you're gonna have problems, because in the dimension, it has the Wither, the Zombie Pigmen, the Magma Cubes, the Blazes, which sound like souls, like demon souls that go. And it's not fun. It's a horrible place. Herobrine lives in it, so you might get a sighting. But mostly, he doesn't put up letters or signs.
Okay, to create the portal, one must first construct an obsidian frame, ranging in size from 4x5 at minimum to 23x23 at maximum. Mm-hmm. Once the frame is constructed, it can then be activated by placing fire within the frame. When the portal has been activated, it will emit a purple mist.
Yep.
An activated portal will allow most entities, except exceptions including the Wither, the Ender Dragon, and entities riding or being ridden by another entity. Like, you can't ride your horse in it.
Yeah,
to be transported to a corresponding portal in the Nether. A new portal will be created in the Nether if necessary. The portals can be destroyed by breaking the obsidian frame by a nearby explosion or placing water or lava in it with a bucket or a dispenser.
Oh, yeah. Water would not spawn. It's like the most hottest place. It's like the sun. Let's just say that. It's like the sun.
Okay, the Nether has no day-night cycle and no weather.
Yeah, it's just light and death.
The only natural sources of light are fire, lava, portals, and glowstone.
Yeah, so there is like a sun, but it's always day.
No, it's...
But it's like day, because it's all lit up, right?
No, it's dark.
No, it's light. The end is purple.
Oh. Oh, okay, here it is.
Yeah.
It's lit up by the lava there.
Yeah, and also blaze rods and magma cubes sometimes, and gas, because they shoot fireballs, and they make fire, and they explode stuff. So it's kind of like there's day in it and stuff.
Okay, did we talk about who's in it?
Yes, no.
Okay,
mostly anything that spawns in there is Herobrine, Wither Skeletons, Blaze Rods, Magma Cubes, Ghasts, and that's it.
Oh, right here. Zombie Pigmen,
oh, yeah.
Gas, Magma Cube, Blaze, Wither Skeleton, Chicken Jockey, and Enderman?
No Chicken Jockey, no Enderman, because the Enderman would burn up in the lava. Chicken Jockey and Chicken would fall in the lava head first.
Okay.
So, mainly... Well, the skeletons, they would survive, but if you push them off to the lava, they're gonna die. But mostly since they got a bow and arrow, they're safe. But if there's a pack of wither skeletons with them, you're doomed.
The Nether is home to its own share of mobs, most of which are completely fireproof and immune to lava. Skeletons and chickens are the only overworld mobs that can naturally spawn in the Nether. Wither skeletons have a small chance of spawning as a regular skeleton instead.
Oh, wait, no.
And baby zombie pigmen can spawn as chicken jockeys.
Oh, but it shows a zombie. Oh.
Other overworld mobs, like cows and creepers, do not naturally spawn in the Nether.
Yeah.
But they can wander or be shoved through a portal.
Yeah, and also, if you're lucky enough, if you got a spawn egg, you could turn that spawner into a... into a different kind of thing. You could turn it into a cow, a chicken, but mostly don't turn it into a chicken or a zombie or Enderman or a witch would mean you're doomed and you're gonna die and everything's gonna go like boom, kaboom. Don't spawn a gas. That's a very bad idea. Or Blaze Rod. Or Herobrine. Yes, there's an egg for Herobrine. But Steve, he would be on your side, so don't worry about spawning him. He's not that creepy, yet he stalks you like Herobrine.
Okay, next.
The End World.
The End.
Dun, dun, dun.
Is a dimension with a stark, empty plain containing a single floating central island surrounded at a great distance by a near infinite number of outer islands. Okay, who lives in the End?
Herobrine, the Ender Dragon. The, I forgot their name, but they're creepy. They're blocks and they shoot out weird things. They don't look like Endermen.
Oh, Shulker?
Shulker, yeah. It's like Endermen, but it shoots something that follows you. So if you want to run, don't look back. Or ever. Because that thing's going to follow you no matter what. But if you hit it, it's dead.
Okay, how do you get to the End?
The End! The Ender Portal, as we all know, the creepiest place on Earth. Which is inside a... drumroll, please. Ba-ba-ba-ba. In a stronghold. And you need to go to the Nether for the eyes, so...
yeah. How do you make a portal?
You need Eye of Ender and... Ender portal frame.
How about this? Player must collect Ender pearls, then using blaze powder, craft them into the eyes of Ender. They can then use these eyes of Ender to locate a stronghold by tossing them into the air. Follow the direction of the eye flies. The player is advised to craft a few spare eyes, as they will occasionally disappear or shatter to pieces. To activate the End portal, the player must insert an Eye of Ender into each of the empty End portal frame blocks. Up to 12 eyes may be needed to reconstruct the portal. An activated End portal will allow the players to enter the End immediately.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. The portal is found within a stronghold.
And
you have to go through the process of finding, repairing, and activating it.
Yeah.
Now, why would you want to go to the End?
Because you'll get experience, and if you have a pressure plate, you'll get the Ender Egg.
Oh.
Known as the killing thing that doesn't spawn. So, it does spawn. At first, it starts as a little baby for a couple of times, and if you tame it, you could ride it. And once it turns bigger, you just got a freaking activated mob to kill anything. Well, except Herobrine. Like, this thing will kill its own mobs. It could go through any portal, even if it's small. It can go through any portal, like the Angel Portal, Twilight Force, but we're not talking about those.
Okay. It's a large island surrounded at a distance by many smaller outer islands. The gap between the central island and outer islands is about 1,000 blocks.
Yeah.
The starless sky and the void of the End are both composed of a blank, static pattern. The day-night cycle is absent in the End, similar to the Nether, being replaced by constant dim light. Most items and blocks function in the end exactly as they do in the overworld, with a few notable exceptions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lava flows faster in the end as it does in the nether, but only to a distance of 3 as in the overworld. Water flows at the same speed as in the overworld. Compasses are unable to find the original spawn point as it cannot be set to a place within the end.
And
clocks are unable to determine the position of the sun and moon. Maps made in the end show the same red and gray pattern as the nether.
Yep.
As in the nether. However, the direction indicator does work properly here. Nether portals will not activate in the end.
Yeah. Or ender portals, because you already have to defeat the ender dragon.
Fire burns indefinitely on bedrock, but will not naturally spread onto bedrock.
Yeah. And don't place a bed or try and sleep in it. That'll just make a very...
Beds will explode and cause fires when one attempts to use them, like in the nether.
Yeah. And, yeah. And, anyways, you might want to hate the end or not live there, because there's thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of endermen. Mostly, I say there's 62.
Once one enters the end, the only way out is to defeat the ender dragon or die. The dragon will spawn naturally and fly around above a number of obsidian pillars arranged in a circular fashion. Atop each lies an ender crystal, some protected by cages of iron bars, and these crystals regenerate the ender dragon's health.
Yeah.
To destroy these crystals, one must either climb the pillars or shoot the crystals from afar with a bow or other projectiles like snowballs or eggs.
Oh, I didn't know that. Now I can try that.
Now I told you something. Once defeated, the Ender Dragon will explode, drop up to 70 levels of experience orbs, and create an exit portal and a gateway portal. Atop the exit portal lies a dragon egg. After slaying the dragon, it can be respawned an unlimited number of times by placing 4 ender crystals upon the exit portal.
Okay, I don't know how that's real. I do not, but we don't have ender crystals, so we can't do that. I'm sorry.
When the player enters the exit portal, the end poem and the credits will roll shortly afterward, thus completing Minecraft and earning the player the end achievement. The player then respawns in the overworld and may return to the end through the same portal. The end remains in the same state the player left it in. Ah.
Yeah. It's true.
So, what else is in there?
Mostly just, I'll tell you the blocks. There's endstone. There is obsidian.
What type of stone?
Endstone. There's 121 blocks placed. And mostly...
Tell me all the blocks.
There's bedrock, there's endstone, there is bedrock, there's...
You said that already.
Oh. And there's Schmeagles, there is...
What's Schmeagles?
What?
What's Schmeagles?
Okay, they're like these block-like creatures that shoot the fireballs that I was talking about.
Chorus plant and chorus flower.
Okay, that's not what's in there.
That's what this says.
I know there's end blocks, but there's like that's the blocks I was talking about.
Where?
Right there, the purple blocks. That's where this the Schmeagles end up.
This one?
Yeah.
It's purple stained glass.
No, they're everywhere. Every block that you're looking at right now.
Purple.
Purple?
Purple.
Purple?
Purple.
Purple what?
Purple.
You have to tell them what they're called.
Purple.
I don't know what they're called.
Purple slabs, purple double slab, purple stairs, purple pillar, purple block, end rod, brewing stand.
Heck.
Purple stained glass, chest, obsidian, and stone bricks.
And stone, oh, yeah, and stone brick. It's like...
Okay, what's a shulker?
A shulker is a mob.
Well, that's helpful. Hostile mobs that are found in End cities, located on the outer islands of the End. They hide in their shell to blend in with surrounding purple, blocks. Shulkers spawn during generation. They usually spawn on the walls of the city. They don't despawn naturally, and once killed, they don't respawn. Shulkers drop 5 experience when killed by a player or tamed wolf. Otherwise, they drop nothing. So all you see on the wall is just these 2 eyes, and that's where you know it's what it is.
Yeah, plus a shulker is not nice. It looks like it's from Greek mythology, but it isn't. Because you could see the Greek-looking thing, but it's not a cuddly thing. You wouldn't like it, as in your house.
Okay.
Plus, you cannot break it. It will teleport away. Like the end, end egg. If you try and break it in survival, it'll teleport away. But if you're in creative and you break it, you're not going to be happy. But if you have, like, 64... Well, wait. If you break it, it's okay because you always have another one in creative.
The name Shulker is a ship of shell lurker.
What the?
If you use a name tag to name a shulker, Dinnerbone, or Grum, the mob will flip upside down, revealing a spiral pattern on the base. This appears to also lift the shulker the same height as a pressure plate. Did you know that?
Yes. But I don't have shulkers. Because I don't have 1.9. But I'm begging for that.
Okay. Alright. Next up. Now, those 3 worlds are surrounded by the void.
Yeah, the void is a deathly thing. It's like a poison, let's just say that. But it kills you. Like okay, you fall to your death. It's the void because you fall to the end, so you fall to your death. Because if you fall in a high place of a block, you fall to your death. Even in creative, the void could kill you.
Is the name given to an empty space below layer 0? Falling into the void past y equals negative 64 causes the player's health to be depleted by about 4 every half second, leading to the player's death in 2.5 seconds. Armor does not protect you from dying in the void, and death always occurs at y equals negative 199.10. However, if the status effects are used, the death level alters only slightly. After this, if the player does not press any buttons, they will usually fall until somewhere below y equals negative 256, with this number varying on each death.
But if you have a PS3 and you can't break the void, you're alive. Which is good. It's a good thing.
Other entities may also fall through the void and receive the same damage as the player, with the exception of the Wither, which appears to take tremendous damage.
Yep.
Okay. Entering the bottom void is not possible in the console editions.
Yep.
Although the player is unable to break the bottom or top layer of bedrock, even in creative, you can enter it by breaking endstone in the end until you get to the void. Then you will die and respawn. If the player does somehow manage to do so in the overworld, attempting to fall into the void will result in the player standing on it. This also happens to be the Y coordinate of 511, where the invisible barrier is erected to stop the player going any higher. The invisible barrier for the bottom is not present in the end. If the player is affected with resistance +5, regeneration +8, or instant health, you will fall infinitely into the void without dying. Additionally, black void fog exists. It increases with depth as the player descends past y equals 17. As the player travels deeper, the fog at the edge of the render distance will become to grow closer until the player reaches the deepest depths, where visibility is reduced to just a few blocks, beyond which lay only blackness. There are also dark gray void particles that appear at level 16 and below, plus in the void. Void Fog can be disabled in the option menus to increase performance. Okay. So, why do we need the Void?
Well, mostly the Void doesn't need to be needed. Because all it does is kill you.
So there's like there's literally nothing in the Void.
You can do nothing.
You can do nothing.
You could find the Ender Dragon and stuff, but...
In the Void?
Yeah. But you could plummet to your death. And die.
Yeah, it doesn't say... It's just... There's nothing to do. It's just empty.
Well, once you fall on Endstone, you're like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
And you lose everything, you might rage quit. But if you don't save, and you're up to the place you were at first, hey, got your stuff, at least. So, I say don't go down, but if you have creative, you know, do it. I can't, because I have the console. If I had the tablet, then yeah.
And there are many, many, many more dimensions
that we cannot talk about because there are thousands.
There's just too many of them.
Yeah.
And those are mods.
Yeah.
So, did we cover everything?
Thank you for listening to UZD Radio Minis.